Biden declares we must stop the rancor? By Mark Alexander. Copyright 2023 The Patriot Post. All rights reserved. It is of great importance to set a resolution, not to be shaken, never to tell an untruth. There is no vice so mean, so pitiful, so contemptible, and he who permits himself to tell a lie once, finds it much easier to do it a second and a third time, till at length it becomes habitual. He tells lies without attending to it, and truths without the world's believing him. Thomas Jefferson, 1785. To honor our national Thanksgiving tradition last Thursday, one that I hold in very high esteem as it is irrevocably linked to our nation's founding principles of liberty, we wrote about gratitude v. fear and the extraordinary history and legacy of our national Thanksgiving. A day earlier, we posted a Thanksgiving profile of valor including Medal of Honor recipient James Allen Taylor's Thanksgiving message. Only a Democrat would not sense the optimism and national pride imbued in those posts. I mention our Thanksgiving messages for context and in contrast to a message from Joe Biden that day. Yeah, you already know that Biden is the most prolific lying dog-faced pony soldier to ever weasel his way into the White House. Earlier this year, we compiled a short list of his most egregious whoppers, and as some of my kinfolk would say down south, they some biggins. If Biden has excelled in anything over his last half century on the taxpayer dole, it is most assuredly his grand mastery of the art of the big lie. I thought that no president could outdo that finger-wagging liar from Arkansas, Bill Clinton, but Biden broke that record his first month as president, much as he did Jimmy Carter's record for domestic and foreign policy failures. I mean, it's not like we weren't forewarned. Barack Obama infamously declared ahead of the 2020 election, "Don't underestimate Joe's ability to F things up." And Obama's Secretary of Defense Robert Gates correctly asserted that Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the course of his career. Understated on both counts. So, what were the contrasting messages Biden sent on Thanksgiving Day? On Thanksgiving morning, Biden's campaign puppeteers released a rancorous package of disinformation entitled Your Handy Guide for Responding to Crazy MAGA Nonsense This Thanksgiving. It included talking points to rebuff conservative relatives. You know, that crazy MAGA nonsense included in Donald Trump's long list of goals and achievements during his presidential term, domestic and foreign policy success is more impressive than any president since Ronald Reagan. At the same time that heap of horse pucky was released to all of Biden's social media lemmings, old Joe was being interviewed by NBC ahead of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Contrary to his social media post, Biden said, "On this Thanksgiving, we have to come together. We can have different political views, but we have one view. The one view is that we're the finest, greatest nation in the world. We should focus on that. We should focus on dealing with our problems and being together and stop the rancor. We have to bring the nation together and treat each other with a little bit of decency, and I think that's where the vast majority of the American people are." Seriously, this prolific spewer of hate and division said that. Ironically, the parade was interrupted later by pro-Hamas anti-Semites, who have been emboldened by Biden's tone-deaf condemnation of Islamophobia amid the flood of attacks on Jewish Americans. Recall, if you will, that a few weeks ahead of Thanksgiving last year, Biden delivered the most stridently partisan and hate-filled presidential speech in my lifetime. I covered his tirade in President Unity Rescues the Soul of America. To save you the pain of reviewing that hateful screed again, let me recap. Here are the number of times Biden repeated keywords he associated with Donald Trump: MAGA, 13, elections, 11, violence, 10, and extremism, 6. And here are some key issues he repeated about which Americans care most: inflation, 0, debt, 0, crime, 0, border, 0, fentanyl, 0, terrorism, 0, China, 0, Russia, 0, Iran, 0, and, of course, Afghanistan, 0. Oh, and Kamala Harris, 0. Historians will ask, in the wake of the wreckage Biden leaves after he withdraws from the 2024 campaign, "That's right, I predicted that last year, how did Biden happen?" Apparently, back in 1972, there were slim pickings in the tiny wealthy suburban enclave of Delaware. After just a year as a Newcastle County councilman, Biden, then age 30, one election to the U.S. Senate, the seat he would go on to hold for 36 years until vacating it for the bottom half of the Demo presidential ticket of that half-white Chicago socialist he described as the first mainstream African-American who is articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. Biden added, "I mean, that's a storybook, man, and his record of gaffes is certainly storybook. Only Biden himself has forgotten his attempt to quote the founding document of American liberty before his leftist lemmings elected him in 2020. We hold these truths to be self-evident, all men and women created by, go, you know, the thing. You know, the thing." This from a self-proclaimed professor of constitutional law who I am ashamed to say received his law degree from my graduate school alma mater, Syracuse University. However, I am pleased to say that I never plagiarized any research, and my GPA placed me well above Biden's rank of 76th in his graduating class of 85. Finally, in stark contrast to the history of our national Thanksgiving and prior presidential proclamations, Biden, the good Catholic, offered not a single passing reference to God or faith or prayer in his Thanksgiving Day proclamation. Not one. https://patriotpost.us/alexander/102511 Biden declares we must stop the rancor 2023-11-29. Your Patriot Post editors and staff start every day unified and resolute in our critical mission. We are inspired by our founders, and generations of patriots since, who have devoted their last full measure in support of liberty. We have never accepted advertising or charged a subscription fee throughout more than 27 years of publishing. The generosity of patriots like you has kept the Patriot Post coming, free of charge, to grassroots leaders and like-minded conservatives around the nation. Please help us wrap up our critical 2023 year-end campaign so that our operations are funded into the coming year. Thank you for all you do for liberty. Semper Vigilans Fortis Paratus et Fidelis. Pro Deo et Libertate, 1776. Please join us in prayer for our nation, that good and righteous leaders would rise and prevail, and that division would be healed so we can be united as Americans. Pray also for the protection of our military patriots, veterans, and first responders, and for their families.